Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Good morning, radio listening audience. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Health by Design radio program. And I'm your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Well, I hope you believe that today, beloved. It is so. And I thank you very much for tuning in today. We have been talking about this month. This is National Minority Health Month. And, of course, this month is it's a celebration or a recognition that began like over 100 years ago. And it initially started as National Negro Health Week, and it was started in April of 1915. Booker T. Washington dispatched a letter to the leading African-American newspapers proposing the observance of National Negro Health Week. And, of course, health is a key to what we would feel is to provide equity for individuals at any time that we have a community that's healthy. Then there will also be an opportunity for people to live a more productive life and a more equitable life. As a matter of fact, the theme for 2016 is Accelerating Health Equity for the Nation. Accelerating Health Equity for the Nation. And, of course, this information is available also on the CDC website, cdc.gov, and /minority health. And if you want to get more information, you can go right on there. And, you know, we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the areas where today where a difference is being made in the community, you know, some of the things that the CDC is doing, and, you know, in various areas and various subject matter and in approaches to community health. As far as across the diversity of approaches across the country, one of the programs is called REACH, R-E-A-C-H, which is racial, and it's promoting racial and ethnic, or it's providing racial and ethnic approaches to community health. And so, you know, because when we talk about minorities, you know, that group would be, you know, non-Hispanic blacks, Mexican-Americans, so, you know, some of the you know, Latinos, Hispanic blacks, and so forth, says, you know, one statistic, you know, is that health gaps remain widespread among racial and ethnic minority groups. For example, non-Hispanic blacks have the highest rates of obesity, 48%, followed by Mexican Americans, 43%. Compared to non-Hispanic whites, the average risk of diabetes that will be diagnosed is 77% higher among non-Hispanic blacks. So the risk of a diabetes diagnosis is 77% higher among non-Hispanic black black Americans, and is 66% higher among Hispanic and Latinos, and 18% higher among Asians. So the target group here will be the non-Hispanic blacks, Hispanics, Latinos, and Asian Americans. So for the prevalence of the diagnosis of diabetes, and you know, one of the things about the REACH program is you know, it comes out of the Centers of Disease Control, CDC, and They are looking for people in the community to partner with and plan local and programs that would have a reach out into the communities of African Americans, African Indians, Hispanic, Latinos, Asian Americans, and Pacific and Native Americans as well. And so, you know, it is funded. The REACH program is funded with state funds and local funds and reach out in the community. And so, you know, this is one program that the CDC is that has available to come into the community so that you can, you know, they're trying to make a difference. And as far as getting more information, as far as the REACH program, you know, you can go either to the CDC website or we'll be glad to provide you a little bit more information. There are some fact sheets available as far as what's available if you want to get involved in making a difference in your community and the disparities that may be affecting the communities. And, you know, again, the whole goal is that, you know, the belief that every person deserves an opportunity to attain its full health potential. Every person deserves opportunity to reach their full health potential. And that's something that we would believe here and we would strive for here, Health by Design Radio program as well. And so, you know, those are definitely, you know, goals that are, you know, hopefully that we're looking to attain. And, of course, you know, health disparities remain widespread among members of racial and ethnic minority populations. We gave you some examples. You know, for example, also as far as the disease states, heart disease still remains the leading cause of death in people in across most racial and ethnic minorities in the United States. We have another statistic, non-Hispanic blacks have the highest rate of obesity, 44%, followed by Mexican Americans at 39%. And we've talked in the past a little bit about obesity and what denotes obesity. And, of course, it has to do with the body mass index, which is related to your height. You're supposed to, for your certain height, you know, there's a certain weight that they're looking for you to be at. If you go over that, your height-to-weight ratios and the body mass index, we'll go over what is considered normal. And we're not going to go a lot into that at this moment. But in the past time, we've talked about understanding what your body mass index is, what your goals are, and so forth, because that's how they determine. There is the normal weight, there's overweight, and then there's obesity. And you know, not to be so afraid if the term obesity comes up, but it just is a guideline to so you can understand where you are and what your goal weight is. So, and another statistic is that compared to non-Hispanic whites, the risk of diagnosis with diabetes is 18% higher among Asian Americans. So among non-Hispanic blacks, Latinos, and Asian Americans, it says that also Hispanic and Latinos have a 77% higher than non-Hispanic, you know, blacks. So then that's four. So overall, the compared to non-Hispanic whites, the risk of diagnosis with diabetes is 18% higher for Asian Americans, 66% higher for among Hispanic Latinos, and 77% higher among non-Hispanic blacks. So, of course, the black Americans have the highest of incidence of diagnosis of diabetes. You know, there's something that's considered pre-diabetes, and there's certain disease states and so forth that are prevalent with regard to certain populations. Well, radio listening audience, I just wanted to give you an introduction to today's program. We're so glad you tuned in, and this is Minority Health Month. And, of course, as we always say, you know, God wants you whole in every area. And we're just trying to bring you information and hope that leads to a revelation that will make a difference in your life and your well-being. And this month we have a special guest that's coming on to help us and give us more information. She is a person who is involved right in the community with making a difference and making an impact. She is involved in nutritional health and nutritional classes, and there's graduation that's available to you once you join me. And she's going to come on a radio program today. We're very excited to have her on this program. And we've been discussing ways that we can improve, or what can be done to improve health in minorities communities. And this is where we are for the month of April. And, you know, we've been having a great time of communicating. We can't seem to talk enough about health and health improvement and what we can all do and to achieve that. So we don't make any excuses for trying to promote health and wellness, and we also promote it in three dimensions: healthy spirit, soul, and body. And again, I'm your host, Sarette Sands. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our announcer, and we'll come back, and I believe we'll be joined by Dr. Vera Stevens of Stevens Health and Nutrition. Thank you for tuning in today.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back to the radio program today. This is Health by Design radio program. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. And, of course, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I wanted to see if we have Dr. Vera Stevens. Dr. Stevens, are you on the line?
Yes, good afternoon, Minister Sands. I'm here. How are we doing today?
Okay, pretty good for a beautiful, beautiful Saturday in South Florida.
Yes,
and we thank
yes.
God for you tuning in. There's so many great things that are going on in the community and even right there with Stevens Health. I think I want you to if you can, go ahead and tell the radio listening audience what's happening over at Stevens Health and Nutrition. I know there's a lot of exciting things going on. And then we were talking a little bit about what's happening in the community. We talked a little bit about the REACH program that invests in the community health and some of the disparities that to be prevalent in the minority community. But again, welcome to Health by Design radio program. Dr. Vera Stevens, how are you?
Yes, good afternoon again, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. Yes, it's a lot of great things that are going on in our community today. First of all, and I know we are talking about, health, and we can't talk about that too much because it is greatly, greatly needed in our community today for health. And we are here as health educators in the community. We are here to promote and educate our community on the different health issues because it's greatly, greatly needed. So we are here, Stevens Health and Nutrition Center. My name is Dr. Vera Stevens. Of course, I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm a health of counseling and nutrition and fitness. And so this is what we do in the community. We go out throughout the community teaching on health education. Our main focus is nutrition. Of course, we talk about other issues, such as diabetes, heart disease, and all other things that would tie into that. So this is where we are, and we've been doing this for many, many years in the community as well as, we're nationwide as well. So this is where we are, and this is what we do, and we love doing what we're doing, and we have seen great results as we teaching. Of course, everybody is not going to, take heed to what we're talking about. Of course, it's their choice, but it's our job and our, duties to do this, to teach those that will, take advantage of these free services. So this is where we are. We are located here in the beautiful city of Miramar, Florida, and this is where we are. If anyone would like to contact us, we will give you the information a little later.
So thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Stevens. And wanted to, so the radio listening audience can be able to understand, once they get in touch with Stevens Health and Nutrition, what types of services or classes are available for them at this time?
Well, yes, we have nutrition classes, which the nutrition classes are free at no cost to the community. And we have like three levels. We have level 1, 2, and 3, which is beginners, intermediate, and the advanced. And we go like page by page. We have a workbook that we do work from, and so we can teach you the basics. And you know, to start out with the basic of nutrition, and go on and so on and so on. And anyone that would like to attend these classes, you're more welcome to attend our classes. I think our next class will start in June, and you can contact us if you like at 954-964-5477.
Okay, that was 954-964-5477.
Yes.
Okay, so that was very good. So this is one of the ways that, you know, some of our partners in the community, partners in health, are doing, you know, a very fine job. As a matter of fact, of over the years, you know, they have been making an impact in one of the areas that Stevens Health and Nutrition is involved in is also battered abuse women and girls, and they have their annual conference. If she can tell you more, Dr. Stevens can tell you more about that, but that's another impact to health because, of course, people, if they're not involved in a healthy relationship or a healthy environment, of living environment, then that will impact their health as well. So it's actually a very fine cause. There's also, we're pleased to announce that Alpha Health Ministry will be hosting a She Rocks Women's Empowerment on May 14th. And by you supporting and coming out and fellowshipping and being empowered, and motivated to reach your full potential, you'll also be benefiting the work that Stevens Health and Nutrition does with battered and abused women and girls. I believe proceeds and donations are coming in even as we speak. You can go to the She Rock event bright site as well. But basically, to keep it simple as well, you can go on our website or follow it, you know, get on, if you're on Facebook, just look up Alpha Health, and we would be able to give you the information on the, or give us a call on the upcoming event so that you can participate in that as well. When we come back, we're going to get ready to take a quick break and hear from our announcer. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about, we're going to talk a bit about the disparities with regard to minority health and wellness in the community, and what are some of the reasons and causes for that. You know, again, we were talking about Minority Health Month started as National Negro Health Week, and it was, you know, the argument there was that without health and long life, all else fails. This is a quote by Booker T. Washington. He called on local health departments, schools, churches, businesses, professional associations, and all the of the different influential organizations to promote African American community pull together. I know one of the areas, and we come back from the break, we can talk about it a little bit, that I had I was personally concerned about. I am a registered health professional. I am a registered pharmacist with the state of Florida, and I work in the community. Alpha Health and Nutrition. We also provide health education, information, coaching and counseling in health, many services, disease state management, and so on and so forth. We will also be having some educational and opportunities coming up real soon that will probably, you know, be held in Miramar, and you can come out and be a part of that as well. But one of the areas that I wanted to address, because we do have, we still have, and it has to do, it's definitely a part of health, and then, of course, minority health. Minorities are right in there, too. It's not only affecting the minorities, but it's affecting, you know, the drug abuse situation and abuse and overuse of even prescription and non-prescription drugs. We won't be able to go into in-depth into it in this this broadcast, but we might dedicate a broadcast to understanding abuse and misuse of medications and overuse, because America, we still have an addiction problem. It's still an addiction problem, and it's not confirmed, but, you know, very popular celebrity most recently passed away, and there are some concerns that there may have been overuse or abuse of medications, pain medications as well, and that's something that's near and dear to my heart. And I'll get some feedback from you, Dr. Stevens, as well about this this part of our health concern epidemic in this country, because I have my viewpoint on that. But my major concern is that people don't understand they don't understand. There's a quote, I think a quote that I heard someone say, if you don't understand something, or you don't understand a person or a thing, or understand something, there might be a potential for appreciate it. There may be a potential for abuse of it. So in other words, you don't understand how the medication or drug works and what it does in the system and how it can be potentially dangerous. Within the confines of what the dosage range is, let's be very clear here, because it sounds elementary, but within the range, a dosage range, if you're supposed to take 325 milligrams of Tylenol, 2 Tylenol twice a day, or 4 times a day, if you stay within that range of what the dosage is, you're most likely that you will be fine. There is something called a toxic range for every medication. There's a toxic level. If you go without the normal, go beyond the normal recommended prescribed, and remember, they've done studies, they've done, just to come up with a dose, how do you think that they come up with a dose? It's not just they guessed at it. They did studies, and they did experiments, and they did measurements to determine what is the dose that your body and your liver can detox. Those medications have to go through your liver. They have to be cleansed. They have to be detoxed. Some of them go into your kidney or your renal system, or they go into your liver, and then they have to be detoxed. That's a detoxification process, and that's why we promote a detox and cleanse, because, so often, if you're not doing an eating right like Dr. Stevens promotes, then at some point you probably need to look at, cleansing or detoxing, or just kind of cleansing your system out in a way, a healthy way, and refrain and stepping back, giving your liver a break. So that's what we believe, and we have research that would do, reason why we're promoting that. But, you do what you think is best for you, but, again, we're educating you. But, again, with regard to overuse and misuse of medications and just any abuse is bad, but there is an epidemic, there is a problem. We need to do a whole series on that, because we need to understand what is it that is people don't understand about the lethal component of overuse or misuse, abusing. This is prescription as well as not prescription. It's not even like they're getting necessarily illegally, but they're getting maybe a legal prescription of oxycodone or Percocet or some kind of pain medicine, and then they're just, instead of taking the one every 4 hours or 1 to 2, I need to find out, more exactly. I'm interested in knowing how many pills do that person think that they can take and still live. But let me go and, let's go to a break, and maybe I'll get some feedback from our guests today and a little bit, on minority health and so forth. We will be right back, and so glad you tuned in today, Radio Listen audience. This, again, is Health by Design Radio Program. I'm your host, Sarette Sands.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, Radio Soyuz. This is Minority Health Month, and we've been talking about various things that may affect or impact and why we have been celebrating this Minority Health Month. We understand that there's disparities in the minority community. We gave you some statistics earlier with when it comes to diabetes, non-Hispanic blacks at a high of 77% of diagnosis than Hispanics, and then we have Asian and the Native Americans. So, Dr. Stevens, I think I will ask the question I have for you in this remaining. I tell you, our time is going so fast. is why do you think that we still remain? I know some of it is genetic. You know, there's a little bit of a component of if my mom had diabetes and my grandma and so forth, there's a genetic component. But what do you think are some of the reasons why that, you know, in particular that particular disease state is still remaining very prevalent in our community, in the health, in the minority community?
Well, I believe, matter of fact, the reason why a lot of this is going on in our community, far as, you know, like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and et cetera, is because, you know, you talk about these things and you teach people and you educate these people about what to avoid, you know, as far as food and, I mean, food, exercising and drinking, you know, the amount of water that our body is asking for requires per 24 hours. So if we are not doing that, if we are not drinking the amount of water that our body requires and you know, doing some kind of an exercise and changing the food that in our diet, and when I say changing the food in your diet, I don't mean going on a diet. I'm talking about changing the food in your diet for life. And say, for, and I'm just going to use this for an example. If you are a fast food eater, you like to eat out all the time, and it's okay if you like to eat out all the time, but you need to make the best choice. You need to, you know, just snatch and grab and go. You need to make the best choice of fat, you know, the healthy eating, because you can instead of getting fried food and stuff like that, just go for grill or broil or something like that. But we need to make the right food choices, and all of these health issues is reversible, but it's going to be up to the individual to reverse that. Now, I'm not saying stop taking your medication. If the doctor has, you know, put you on medication, then you do your part. The doctor would do his part, and God would do his part. So we all have to work together by doing what you're supposed to do. And you are the person, the individual is the first person to turn things around. Change your eating habits. Drink water, plenty of water. Stay away from all of these soft drinks with a lot of sugar and stuff in it and ingredients. So we are the one to make turn this thing around in the community. Other than that, it's not going to change. You know, the community, you know, will continue to be on medication, and that's not the way God wanted it to be.
Wow, wow, wow. My goodness, my goodness. Change your diet. Change your eating habits. You know, if you're going to go ahead and if you got to go and get that fast food takeout, get the grilled instead of the fried, you know, get the salad and drink more water. Stay away from the sugary drinks and the sodas and all these things. And I tell people, or I like to give an example. If you go into a grocery store, just be aware of this. And if you look at this, you'll probably find it still remains true. They put a lot of the things that you don't need up to the front. The cookies, the cakes, the ice cream, the sodas and chips is up to the front when you walk in. You got to go towards the back to get to the vegetables, the fruits, and the things that are more healthy. You know, maybe you want to get, you know, some all-natural juices. When it comes to juices, if you can, get the organic without adding any all natural, without adding any sugars, all natural, and then look at it and make sure it's all natural. But you know, so Dr. Steve is giving you a very good information as far as what you need to do, as far as to try to make an impact. If we don't make a change, change begins with you. You got to look at the man in the mirror and then make a change, and then you can go from there. And your families and the community will be impacted one by one. So we thank Dr. Stevens for coming on today. We're so glad to be able to come to you this week. If you would just continue to tune in week by week, we'll be coming back to you. We will, you know, get some more information to you. I see we had a few more callers came in that called in today. We're hoping in the future we will have an opportunity. We'll try to get that going really soon where we can hear from more of the callers and get your questions answered. But until that time, you know, God wants you to hold in every area. Continue to tune in with us. Continue to connect with us. This is Health Bodies Out Radio Program. And, you know, go to www.alphahealthrx.com and we'll get you more information as far as also how you can get in touch with Dr. Stevens. And so you have a blessed week. And until we talk to you next week, we're going to just say, again, God wants you to hold in every area. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.